Rabindranath Tagore, the seedling of genius, a boy with dreams. In a lively, bustling neighborhood of Kolkata, a young boy named Rabindranath Tagore often found himself lost in daydreams. Every child has a world of imagination, right? Rabindranath's was vast and colorful. Picture this. As he stared out of his window, he would see more than streets and houses. In his mind's eye, every passing cloud was a story, and every whispering breeze sang a melody. Just like how we find shapes in the clouds, young Rabindranath would weave tales from the world around him. A spark in the darkness. Every great journey begins with a small step. Rabindranath's journey began in his childhood, in the cozy corners of his home, surrounded by books and stories. Think of it like this. In a garden, even the mightiest trees start as small seeds. Rabindranath was that little seed, filled with potential. The more he read and wrote, the more his talent shone. Like a candle in the night, he started to light up the world of literature with his unique perspective and voice. His first steps. Remember your first day at school or the first time you tried to ride a bicycle? Those first steps, though wobbly, are essential for the journey ahead. Similarly, Rabindranath Tagore took his initial steps in the world of writing by scribbling down poems, short stories, and even songs. And just as a tiny sapling grows into a sturdy tree, his early works laid the foundation for the masterpieces he would later create. With each word he wrote, he embarked on a magical journey, taking along anyone who read his works. The early life of Rabindranath Tagore was nothing short of magical. It was a period of exploration, discovery, and boundless creativity. Every child has a spark, a talent waiting to be discovered. Rabindranath's early years remind us that with the right nurturing, care, and passion, that tiny spark can turn into a blazing trail, illuminating the path for many. In the heart of Kolkata, a legend was taking his first steps, steps that would leave footprints on the sands of time.